Welcome to America's Commercial Real Estate Show, your source for market intel, forecasts, and strategies. Hello, I'm Michael Bull. Thank you for being with us. This show is brought to you by CommercialAgentSuccess.com. Check it out for the ultimate in training for commercial agents. It's 21 one-hour videos. We've helped create some superstars in the industry around the country, and you can try one of the videos for if you don't like it, tell us within 3 days, complete money back. So you can try it. There's no risk. Check it out now. It's CommercialAgentSuccess.com. Well, you know, sometimes people ask me, Michael, how do you decide who you're going to have on your show and what you're going to talk about? And I would say that I'm just selfish. I just like to talk about and cover on this show what I find interesting to my national audience and, you know, to my clients who own and develop and manage and control commercial properties around the country. And one of those things that I've found is monetizing your rooftop with some cinema. Now, this is kind of new, and you think about it, a lot of the office properties and things are really trying to, you know, make these, have their employees come back in the offices. Well, here's an idea there. Please welcome my guest, Jerry Cottle. He's founder and CEO. And then Allie Dean, and she's head of real estate development, and the company's called Rooftop Cinema Club. All right, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here in Studio One.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Real pleasure. Thank you.
Well, tell us, you know, how long you guys have been doing this, and where do you have locations currently?
Yeah, so I'll kick off with that one. So yeah, Rooftop's an open-air film experience, you know, screening classic cult recent releases. But we started back in London in 2011, all that time ago, and built a really good business there, built 5 venues, but then the weather wasn't always fantastic in good old London, is it? So it was a dream to come to America. Big fan, spent a lot of my youth here, and bought the business over here in 2015, opened up in New York originally, and 2 months before we'd open our cinematic doors, sold out. So we're like, yes, this concept's really talking to people. Then we opened Hollywood, did fantastic. Did those for a couple of years, sort of tested the market with a hotel partner. And then I came here in 2017 to direct and develop the business. And we're now in San Diego, Houston, Fort Worth, Miami, Chicago, and hoping to build another 20 venues in the next 4 years. So it's really rocket ship time for us. We're very excited. We think this is a totally unique concept. And we're just very excited about now exploring the rest of the US.
Well, it seems like a really cool concept. And as far as locations, and you do it like on rooftops, parking decks, tennis courts, what works potentially?
Yeah, we're asset type agnostic. So we've been on top of hotels, office buildings, parking decks. I'll go on top of anything that makes sense. We're chasing a beautiful view primarily. So I'm going to be able to stand on top of something and kind of look out at beautiful vistas, cityscapes, whatever it may be, twinkling lights, twinkling stars. So that's what we chase first and foremost.
And tell me about the concept. How does it look for the patrons and the property owner?
Talk to patrons.
So Rooftop is more than moving. I think from the very beginning, film lovers, they just see us altogether different from a normal cinema, if you want to compare us to that. And it's because when you come to Rooftop, it's kind of, you know, it's delicious food. It's awesome cocktails. You get up there nice and early. We all love all cinema. It's just a different experience. It's more of an experienced cinema. You play games. It's a place you come to have fun, hang out with your mates, talk about your favorite movie. And all this happens. It's a real social experience. We've coined the term social cinema. All this happens before you sit down and watch your favorite movie on the big screen as the sun sets and the stars begin to sparkle. It really is a magical, but it really is. It's a whole experience. It's a whole night out for people. I think that's what's really appealing. We've taken cinema and really taken it to the next level, turned it into a full film experience.
What size ranges are these locations, these spaces that you're in?
So we have a good deal of flexibility. Our comfort zone is around like the 10,000 square foot mark, but we go as little as 4,000 and some change. We do some tiny boutique theaters, typically in the more urban dense centers. We can go up to about 20,000 square feet, depending on the number of screens we'll have, how large the lounge area is, things like that. We're always looking at landlords, we think of it as a long-term partnership. We like to sign long leases that are very valuable on both sides, right? We take a view of people we want to be working with as well. Like they own really good real estate or they're operators at really stellar places. And we want to be additive to that and participatory in the overall kind of mechanism that is the building.
Give me a sample of how it would work if I have a building and I have the perfect location for you. Is this just a standard lease and how's the tenant improvements handled? And is there any percentage rent or what?
Yeah, that's another thing that we have that's a little bit different than a lot of other brands. We have a great level of flexibility. Since we're, you know, an owned company, we can wiggle and adjust as, you know, the market demands. Our preferences are usually around, you know, gross leases just for like the ease of executing, but we can participate in percentages and different escalations and various pools and things like that. Anything that makes sense, you know, ultimately for the owner.
And I guess the tenant improvement cost, I guess, would vary a good bit.
Yeah. So most of that is we discover that as part of our due diligence process prior to lease, right? And so because we are an atypical user, but I see it as like a mega value add, right? We go into these underutilized spots, places and buildings. We come in, we beautify them, we amenitize them, and then we monetize them for everybody. And so the cost of that is variable, based mostly on, you know, some structural reinforcements per code. You know, you need to make sure we're all safe up there, right? And then we need to be serviceable. So we need to have some level of, you know, water, sewer, power, that kind of thing. So depending on what exists already directly impacts how much the investment is on both sides. And so it's sort of a balancing act between all parties on that.
It seems like it would be a great amenity for hotels and office buildings and apartments as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We have great partnerships with some really fabulous hotels. We do partnerships sometimes with them. You know, we can be slid into, you know, say somebody's hosting a wedding or something at a hotel. We'd love to give them tickets to a show. We do a lot of cross-fertilization with other co-tenants as well, other restaurants, beverage concepts, you know, whatever it may be. Sometimes office buildings have a single large user that might want to rent out the space, something like that. We're happy to work with everybody.
So what are some locations you guys have open now if some of our listeners and viewers want to come check it out?
Just to add to what Ali said, you know, so in San Diego, we're part of the, you know, one of the biggest hotels there, the Manchester Grand Hyatt, been there for 6 years, great partners, really special relationship. It was some old tennis courts, you know, these underutilized spaces. We've, again, monetized that space, brought new business to their bars and restaurants. And also Rooftop, not only is it this thing that just creates a great business for this underutilized space, but it's a marketer's dream. And that's why they got involved as well. We're made for the Instagram generation. So that was really interesting. They brought lots of new business. So we did it at San Diego, in Houston, on top of a parking garage. So above a Whole Foods there. Got two big screens. You know, we're bringing 400 people on a Monday night. You tell me, like, most restaurants can't do that. Again, guaranteed, the business around us, they love us, all the bars, restaurants. In Chicago, on top of the Emily Hotel, you know, with the Oni Group, love those guys. They've been really good partners to us. They've also got our DTLA space as part of the Oni Group as well. Been there for 6 years. This is our third year coming up in Chicago. We're doing 10,000 people a month onto that rooftop. You're talking 10 people have got there in a month normally just to go and see the sites opposite the Google offices. Now 10,000 people are coming through the hotel, booking rooms. And in Miami, we're on a parking garage as well. We converted that with a fantastic landlord there, and they built that ready for us. And again, to drive business to SoulCycle and all the restaurants. So just a real mix, Fort Worth on top of the Renaissance Worthington Hotel. So it's a mix of kind of builds, like full-time 10, 15, 20-year leases, and some part what we call residential partnerships as well. We like to work in both areas. Sometimes we'll open a market up with a residential. Other times we just have a great site. We work closely with the landlord, put all the facilities, well, Ali does, and then we get going. But yes, a real nice mix of different properties. But I'll finish by saying, you name a rooftop, we've had a cinema on top of it. Whether it's a nightclub, whether it's a parking garage, whether it's a shopping center, whether it's a hotel, we've got all examples. I think that's what makes us so appealing as well, when we do go in and do this unique, different concept. We've been there, we've done it, and the cities love that. It takes time to get through all the different regulation, but they love the fact that we've got this experience from doing it over a decade.
And I like the idea that there's food and beverage on most every one of them.
Oh yeah, well. Keep out of the experience, absolutely. Yeah.
And then what type of movies are you running?
See, this is the thing we're very proud of. This is where I start. So I'll tell you a quick story, funny story. When I started this, I started showing my DVD collection, right? So I thought to myself, I love movies. I was born in entertainment and I love movies. And so I showed Top Gun and Dirty Dancing and The Goonies and Back to the Future. And I thought, I wonder if people want to come and watch these movies, which even though I love these movies, I never saw at the cinema. You know, Top Gun was 1987. I was 6, 7 years old. I couldn't see it at the cinema. I wasn't allowed. Mm-hmm. I thought, I wonder if they'll come watch these movies with a pint in their hand and enjoy this new way to see film and appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I really started. So we started showing movies that I love, which I thought other people would love. But now we really are progressive in the way we do our movies. You know, we're not tied to the studios. We take our own content. You can go online and vote for movies. We support, you know, women in film, black cinema. We're really progressive, making sure we've got something for everyone. And we're really proud of that. I'll just give you a final little fact. Our program, I watched 400 movies last year. That's more than one a day. That's dedication. That's what it means to Rooftop. We're passionate, we want to entertain people, and we're very good at what we do and really proud of our movie programming. So shout out to Leslie. Thanks, Leslie.
Yeah.
And RJ. Yeah.
So that's one human being to decide our content, which is pretty impressive. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, and food and beverage, she's like, is a chef eating that much? I don't know. That's a lot of dishes,
right? I think that's amazing. When she said that the other day, I literally fell off my chair. I thought, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What dedication.
Well, it's a tough job, you know, if you have to just watch movies all the time.
You know? It's great. She does work all day, then goes home and watches the movie every night. Yeah. Three on the weekend. Amazing.
So what surprises either the landlords or the patrons when they see this the first time or to see it in action?
Oh, yeah. Well, on the customer approach, I think it's everybody comes in with like eyes wide open, sort of. They're not expecting, you know, for example, on top of the Whole Foods to walk into an experience that's got really fun dynamic colors and lighting and a sound experience through headphones, right? So it's really a lot of really great feedback on, you know, wow, like how does this come together, right? And so we hope to drive more towards like this community hub and like a center destination. We want people to come and hang out and feel comfortable and experience the food and drink and movies and all that.
Yeah, you know, just to add to what Ali said, you know, think about this. You normally it's a dirty old parking garage, a few puddles on the floor and a few cars that bothered to park up there. Let's be honest, most rooftops are kind of empty because it's either too sunny or there's plenty of other space underneath with the shade. Mm-hmm. I think it's a wow factor. That's one of my favorite things. It sounds a bit weird, but I just hide like behind the box sometimes just to get people's reaction. And they walk in and they just, wow, and they nudge their friend. And that is the magic of Rooftop. We were taking people to a new place. This is an experience before you've even sat down or ordered a drink. And I think that's the beauty of taking these spaces, and you'd never expect a screen, you know, sometimes hundreds of feet in the air, closer to the sun, doing what we do. It really is magical, yeah.
Yeah, and to, I mean, you know office, you know all buildings, right? But think of like, what else is going to earn you so much money next to some dirty RTUs and some vents, right? Rooftop Cinema Club, well, we're happy to come in and be creative, so.
What if a listener has a multi-story parking deck, and to your earlier point, their cars, they're not using the top floor and maybe the top couple of floors. Is a two-level venue work where, or is it always just on the top one level?
Just elevated outdoor space. So we need to be off the ground and we need to have good views. It's like the top two. So lead with that. And that could be third level of something. It could be the 20th level of something. But we're open to anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And on most of your deals that you've done on the tenant improvement dollars, are the landlords chipping in on that? Or you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've been really fortunate to work with a really captive landlord audience. And again, that's what I'm saying is we like really take a long view, see it as a partnership. We want to be there for a long time. And like I said, make everybody lots of money and have a really good experience for the customers, right? Because that's what it's all about. So the TI, again, like is a function of, you know, what's discovered a little bit. We're definitely cheaper a lot of ways and some of these other really intensive, you know, hospitality restaurant type concepts. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of that money actually is used to the improvement overall of the asset. Like I was saying, where we might need some structural reinforcement or some utilities run, that stuff lives on in perpetuity. So we're really enhancing the overall value.
What about marketing for each venue? What do you do there?
Marketing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you. So very lucky with Rooftop. What are we doing here? We're drinking cocktails on a rooftop. We're showing amazing content, film, fashion, music. It's all involved. But really, what really always drove, so A, the content's great to be able to market, that's number one. But really what drove it is influencers. And we started just before Instagram came out, and we just noticed straight away people were taking these pictures of the views, they're taking the pictures of the screen, they're sharing the pictures of a flower wall behind them. So that really drives, and I think that's one of the things that's really interesting about our business. You know, the other day there was a stat that came out, 74% of consumers have bought something off an influencer. And here we are, a business that's built for influencers. You know, we'll get 1,000+ influencers in a year. You know, crazy, crazy business. So again, if you've got a restaurant or you've got a new site, you want to promote the businesses around you, make sure the footfall there, you're not going to get much better than the rooftop. It doesn't get much better than that. So very lucky. We work hard because we always believe that it doesn't matter what you've got. You've got to make sure that people know it's there. So we're never lazy, but huge digital spends, huge influencer impact. And then a lot of it is just engagement, really. We do press nights and VIP nights. But marketing's key. But marketing's key for us. But I think also it's just one of those awareness pieces that when you're a landlord, especially if you've got a building you want to promote for other reasons, it's just a no-brainer. I can't think of a better concept to drive awareness to your property, actually.
Yeah, it certainly does seem like a unique experience that people would really want to share with their friends online, right?
Yeah.
Look where I am.
That's a great destination for a lot of, you know, like family type too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just have to be like your date night necessarily, but you know, sometimes it's like you drop the kids off somewhere and you like walk into this sort of like other world type of cinematic experience where you kind of like forget about like all the stress. We want to kind of be like that release point, a little bit of that escapism for people just for a couple of hours to come and enjoy yourself.
And so on the sound, there's headphones involved.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. Do you want to tell the story or do you want to
go for it?
I'll tell you a story. Yeah. So opened my first venue 2 weeks before we were about to open. The boss came along, my landlord, the boss at the time, came along and said, Jerry, can't wait to get open, but you can't use speakers. We're going to get closed down. We're worried about disturbing the neighbors. I thought, oh, here we go. What's going to happen now? So I basically found these silent disco headphones and I played the film Stand By Me, which is 89 minutes long, great movie. And I thought it's one of the shortest good movies I could find. I thought if this goes bad, I've got 89 minutes to suffer. And at the end of the movie, guess what? Everyone walked out and I thought, these headphones are amazing. So it's out of crisis comes opportunity. It was just something that happened, which is part of our story, part of our kind of uniqueness. It was birthed at the very beginning, really. Really proud of them. Even if we have properties now, we can use amplified sound. We don't. People want the headphones. It stops the rustling sweet packets. If it's windy, you don't get the sound going all over the place. It means that we can deliver a quality, excellent product. And that was always key for us. Great design, great look and feel, top-notch headphones with great sound, top-notch screens. We are not a pop-up cinema. Nothing wrong with outdoor cinema. I love it. Mm-hmm. But very often it's out as a random pop-up with an okay screen, okay sound, but people love it because it's open air. We were like, let's make this open air, but let's make it amazing, as good as any traditional theater or any traditional gig venue. So when you come to Rooftop, you get the best quality and you're outdoors. That's what makes it really, really special.
And yeah. The noise through the headphones too obviously allows us to take real estate opportunities that are in closer proximity to people who need quiet enjoyment of the space, residential, hotel, that sort of thing. So it allows us to kind of like open up the assets that you know, we can be entertaining, which is why I say we're agnostic. We can go anywhere.
And we're all used to using them now. We all have the buds and everything all the time, right? And I could see where the sound quality would be potentially really better than the theater.
Yeah.
I mean, because you've got the headsets and you don't have people disturbing you, right?
Yeah.
We've all been in the movies where somebody's yakking.
Yeah.
Well, that sweet packet, honestly, it's got rid of that. And I think the amount of comments we get just going, love the headphones. Thank God I didn't have to listen to sweet packets. It's just part of the magic. It really is.
And it'd be great because if there's some cool music involved and I'm with you, I'm probably going to be singing. You're going to be glad you have the headset on. You're going to go, Michael, sing away, baby. Sing.
Yeah, exactly.
We do sing-alongs and you just hit the nail on the head. It's actually better to be a patron standing away from and just hearing all the out-of-tune voices, but it makes it fun. Do Grease sing-along with all those kind of musicals, yeah.
Do the patrons buy the headphones or are they just supplied?
No, they supply, but you can also, if you want, bring them along and plug yours into one of our headphones. That's not something we do all the time, but that's an option. But no, they're hired and they just get cleaned and given out every time.
Yeah, it's part of the ticket.
Part of the ticket, exactly, yeah.
And what would be a potential ticket range that people might spend
So anything really, when you look at sort of children's ticket, anywhere for, depending on the sites, obviously it varies across the state, not too much, anywhere from like children from sort of 10, 11 bucks all the way up to 25 to 30 bucks. We do love seats where it's a double ticket, includes popcorn to just bring the whole experience together, give great value to our customers. So again, it's just a kind of mid-range price where it's a nice experience for what you get, but you can actually go out for a night out with your friends with food and drink and not spend a fortune. It's the ultimate date night, and it's cheaper than, you know, most restaurants. Again, we love restaurants. I'm not trying to say bet then. It's all part of that. We want to support restaurants with our concept, but it's just complementary to everything that goes on. But yeah, it's not a fortune, and it works for us. And we've always watched our pricing, made sure that we've spoken to our customer, and these are the prices we've come on. So yeah, anything from sort of 11 all the way to 30.
Mm-hmm. So what is your website if some of the listeners want to, maybe they're traveling and want to, can kind of go in one of your venues while they're traveling, or they might just want to go see it for potentially for their building. What's the website?
Yeah, so rooftopcinemaclub.com. Head there, just click on your city. And I said, we're all over the country, and I'm planning to be in many more places. You know, just raising funds and looking for fundraising at the moment to really expand this into as many places we want. We've got amazing Google reviews. They're 4.9 stars across the country, 4.85, 4.9 stars, world-class NPS scores. You know, we're the best at what we do. We have been doing it a long time. And for us, we just want to bring more joy and fun, as you were saying, Annie, to people. It really is about that. It's about bringing joy. Film is the ultimate escapism. That's what we do.
I love it. I think it's a good place to end it with joy and people having fun, right?
It's essential. We need more of it.
That's right.
Entertainment.
Well, great. Well, thanks for coming in and thanks for doing what you do. It sounds great. I'm definitely going to get you some opportunities in the Southeast and around Atlanta. You know, in some of the hotels and office properties and the multifamily properties that we sell. I think it's a great concept. I see the benefit of for any businesses that are in those buildings and around it, like you mentioned, and then for the tenants to have something to do where they don't have to get in a car or go somewhere. It just sounds awesome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for having us.
All right. And tell me what you think, guys, around the country. Tell us on social media, email us directly. Thanks for sharing the show. Thanks for listening. And until next week, be sure that you always lead, learn, and laugh. And join us for America's Commercial Real Estate Show. America's Commercial Real Estate Show is brought to you by Bullitt Realty. For commercial brokerage sales and leasing in the Southeast U.S., contact our show host by email at michael@bullittrealty.com. By Commercial Agent Success Strategies, 21 incredible one-hour agent training videos. Learn more at commercialagentsuccess.com. And by Lument. For senior housing, healthcare, and multifamily financing, visit Lument.com. For more podcasts and videos, subscribe and visit CREshow.com.